Guest this morning, Friday morning, is John Bischoff. Hi, John.
Hi, Barbara.
And John, at the moment, is in a consortium of computer composers called The Hub, and he's brought lots of music for us to listen to tonight. And all you over-the-edge people, stay tuned. I'm sure you're going to like it. What are we going to listen to?
I thought we could kick it off with a League of Automatic Music tape, circa 1980. This was the precursor group to The Hub.
That's when I first met John and first experienced hot tubs in California. I was from Montreal, and first hot tub I ever went into. We won't get into, I'll spare you details, but it was very enjoyable. And that was when John was doing League of Automatic Composers with Tim Perkis
and Jim Horton.
Right. John Bischoff. Right. And they were probably among the first people, probably in the world, to be using microcomputers as instruments.
In a network configuration, that was sort of one of the key ideas of our work then, and our work now too. So we can talk more about.
Should we fade you up?
Go ahead and fade it up.
Well, we knew when the end came. What's that called?
That second little section there was entitled Martian Folk Music.
Martian Folk Music. Why were the guys bugging you about it? Just because it's so primitive, or what?
Yeah, I think they were bugging me more about the first one. I've always liked that first little section, and some of my colleagues have thought it was sort of beyond the pale.
So, so what's The Hub?
The Hub is the more recent incarnation of this network music ensemble idea, which and that idea is basically that composers who have their own self-designed computer music systems, write their own software programs to generate music on their own systems, collaborate together in ensembles, and the way they build the ensemble is to connect their computer music systems together so that they exchange information and influence each other, and that the sort of resultant music of not only the composers playing and changing things on their computers while they're playing, and also the computers altering each other or influencing each other through the network, the sum sort of total of that is what sort of characterizes the music and directs the music, I think.
Do you get surprised ever? Do things
happen? Yeah, that's part of the idea. Is it
fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you enjoy. Who is The Hub? Besides, John Bischoff is here in the studio, and this is who we're talking to, but who else besides you?
The other members are Tim Perkis, Chris Brown, Phil Stone, Scott Gresham Lancaster, and Mark Trail. He's recently moved to San Diego, but he was playing with us, and probably will sometimes in the future.
And you just went to Sweden, didn't you, and Belgium?
A group of three of us, Tim Perkis, Mark Trail, and I did, yeah, for 10 days. Yeah. So we had a great time.
I heard about the bunk beds. So what are we going to hear now?
We're going to hear a set of four pieces, from different sources. This first one was recorded in Stockholm, and I think the third one was recorded in Stockholm, of the group of three, and the other two are recorded with all six people playing.
Okay, and you want to back announce those after? Or are we going to hear the whole set as well?
Why don't we hear the whole set, and okay, we can talk a little bit about
so
it.
So you're going to hear The Hub right now. That was very surreptitious, wasn't it? I keep wanting to call you. Whenever I say guys, I keep wanting to be mean to John and saying, is that the geeks or the nerds? But they're not really nerds. No, they're not at all. Do you all have different kinds of computers in the Hub? Like, who has what?
There are a number of, I think a couple of Macintoshes, a couple of Amigas, a PC, and I'm the only one that has a Commodore 64.
you're like really hardcore, right?
Hardcore. Yeah, I'm hardcore something.
I'm not sure what.
Yeah.
He's really very mild-mannered, but there is a hardcore streak in him somewhere, you know, that always keeps cropping up. You know, it's the still waters run deep syndrome, you know. He's the epitome of it, John Bischoff is. Okay, well, this is what I've been wanting to ask you. Why computers anyway? I mean, you started off playing piano, John, way back when, at the conservatory, was it?
Yeah.
Now, why, you know... You said it's because you didn't play piano well enough, right?
Well, I said that when I was in high school and playing piano, and I was very interested in jazz then, and it was only in my last year in high school I got interested in things like, I found out about Schoenberg, and I really got hip to that stuff. I liked it a lot. So I think it was sort of clear by then that I wasn't really cut out to be a pianist anyway, so I started making... writing pieces, and I think once I became a composer and started following my own musical development and ideas about music and, you know, putting them into pieces and so on, that it wasn't a big deal to move into doing electronics at all in general. I didn't do any electronics till I got to Mills when I was in graduate school, but it wasn't like it was a big issue. I could probably even be using non-electronic instruments now, but I've just gotten involved in it, and you know, I don't consider it like a real important thing, particularly, you know, that I use electronics or that I use
computers. That you would be using some things, and that's what
you're
using.
Yeah, for me, I think it's more like that, yeah. And there are certain things you can do, of course, once you, you know, make that choice. You know, it does direct or sort of focus you in a particular way, but I don't think it was a big decision or anything like that.
What's the first music that you ever heard that you remember as a child?
The first, going back as far?
Yeah.
Maybe High Lily, High Low.
Do you know mean like, tune? A song yeah. of love is a
My sister played that
song.
On a record player all the time.
That's from some movie with Leslie Caron, I think.
Yeah, and she also would play, she's 8 years older than I am, and she would play Deep Purple on the piano.
Ah,
So I know that that's pretty early.
Did your parents play music?
Yeah, my uncle and my father's brother both did. Yeah.
What did they play?
My uncle played piano. He played sort of a jazz piano circa 1929-30. He pinpointed those years quite specifically. Yeah, so I know he was.
And your dad?
And my dad played piano by ear, but played trumpet in Dixieland. Or New Orleans band. Yeah,
so many composers, their parents, you know, many of them, not all, definitely not all, but so many parents played instruments. I think Kenneth had an uncle or a grandfather, but his parents definitely did not. Uh-huh. It's Kenneth Atchley. Huh. What do you dream about?
Occasional nightmares.
Really? What are your nightmares about?
I have a recurring nightmare. It hasn't been happening so often lately, but someone's approaching the bed. And usually it's they don't actually get to me, but it's the nightmare is knowing that they're coming. And within a certain proximity, as I feel them coming, I'm trying to wake up. I'm trying to open my eyes and handle the situation, but of course this great struggle to wake myself up, I finally do wake myself up in a terrible cold sweat, you know.
Do you yell
sometimes? Yeah,
I used to have that kind. I haven't had nightmares at all, but I used to have this nightmare, same idea, where someone was chasing me. They weren't coming head on, and I couldn't scream. That was it. And the most I could manage, which would wake me up, I would go, "Help." So I used it in Alive in Jesus. You know, Melody Sumner wrote this text, this long story, and part of the tape, part of one of the awful nightmares you hear at the end, "Help." Well, anyway, enough about nightmares. What, do you ever have good dreams?
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, I have good dreams.
What are we going to hear now? I want to hear more about the good dreams, but let's hear some music first.
Yeah, okay.
You can tell me privately some of the good dreams, and we'll see if we can tell the good dreams on the air or not. You know, okay. The FCC regulations.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I think I can find some that are like, okay.
Okay. that's just a joke.
The next... Yeah, I know. The next selection is by Zero Chat Chat, which was the name of a very short-lived group that was just prior to the Hub.
Pre-Hub.
Pre-Hub. It was Mark Trail, Tim Perkins, and I. And this is just a selection that we, one of the things we did on a concert that I like quite a bit. I should mention that in the last set of four that we played, two of the selections, did I say this before? I had three people in them. That was Tim Perkins, myself, and Mark Trail. And then two of the other ones that were, you know, fuller had all six people that I think I mentioned their names.
Mm-hmm.
Before.
Yeah. So the first and third were in Europe with the three.
Yeah, and the other
two were... And the second and fourth were the entire Hub boys.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah.
Okay. The entire Hub boys, yeah. So we're hearing Zero Chat Chat.
Yeah, the piece is called Trap.
Trap, okay.